We're in Simen Tov Resh Mem Ches, the halachas of an Esrig. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be doing Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. Siv Gimel, Mefulish, we just learned the halacha, that if there's a hole in an Esrig that goes through and through, even though it is a tiny hole and it's missing nothing, it was done by a pin and nothing came out, the halacha is it is possible. Mefulish yesh mefarshim kipshuto dainu shenikav mitzad lezeh letzad zeh. Some old mefulish means literally it goes from one side of the esrik to the other. V'yesh mefarshim shekivin shenikav ad chedrei hazera shegarinim metocha mikra mefulish. Others say that the chamber where the seeds sit is considered a separate reshus, so that if your needle made a hole in the entire thickness of the esrik till it got to that inside place, the halach is it's possible. How do we paskin? So the halacha is that one should be machmir, but b'shas hadchak, where it's not missing anything, certainly the Mishnah Berurah says that you could be makel. Now, what happens? And you make a hole that goes all the way through, but it missed the cheder, where the seeds sit. The halacha is that that's puzzle too, because it's mamish mefulish. It goes from one end of the esrik to the other. It just, when it doesn't go through and through, but hit the Chadri Azera, that's where you have a machlokas. Dalid esrik shenimuach kol besor bifnim. Uklipasoch itzono kayemes. The whole inside is nimuach, it's all mushy, but the outside is still there. The Chadri Azera kayomim bifnim, kosher, v'yesh poslim. Further, Sifhei. Yeah, by the way, Mishnah Berurah comes out that you should be machmir. Why is it a machlokas? Because it's a suffik in the Gemara, and the shaila is, do we call it a suffik d'oraisa or a suffik d'rabbanan? Sifhei, nista kulo, it's split, meirosho l'sofo, afila eina chaser klum pasal. If it's split from top to bottom, and there isn't a mashu on the top or the bottom that's not split, the halachi is that it is pasal. Aval nishabo shir lamanla ulamata filakolshu kosher. If there's a little bit to the very top or bottom, the halacha is it's kosher. V'yesh mishomer didafka lamata aval bechotma filakolshu pasul. There's a daya that on the nose of the esrig, a little split also pasuls. Now, according to the first daya, since if you have a mashahu there that is not split, it's kosher. This is not considered one of those psulim that go by rov. A psul that goes by rov, the halachi is that the tip of the esrig, the chotem, has the din of a rov. It's as obvious as rov. Whereas, if we see here that if just a little bit is left, that's good enough, so it's not a psul rov. So that's why on the chotem it would be kasher. Says the Ramana, Aviyesh machmir lifts it ben nistak rubo. There's a daya that is machmir where it's nistak rubo. According to this daya, it would be a kolshu on the chotem. Nistak would mean that it's split open so much that the entire klipa elyona, klipa ova, that means the thick white part of the inside of the esrig, if that isn't completely split, then it's rov klipaso, not the whole way, but it's got to be rov of the way, it's not considered nistak altogether. Now, as far as lahalacha, the Magen Avraham and the Taz say that there's no halacha of rubo, whereas the Gros says that there is a halacha of rubo. So that lamaisa, if rov of the klipa is split rov of the way up of the esrig, then one should be machmir.